not just in your family.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in New Jersey say they don't have a motive in the early morning shooting death of a Maman outside a mosque in Newark. He died of his injuries at the hospital. ABC's Aaron Katursky says authorities have been on heightened alert at religious sites due to the Israel-Hamas war, but no word yet if there's a connection.
They've been scouring any kind of either city cameras or business surveillance cameras for any potential footage of what went on so they can get a better understanding. So they've been canvassing the neighborhood around the mosque in Newark. They don't have any evidence at this point that points to a bias or a hate crime, but they are still continuing to search for a motive.
At least 95 people died in 2 separate explosions today in Iran. It happened at a commemoration for Iran's top general killed in a 2020 strike by the U.S. In Japan, the search for survivors continues following a major earthquake today in central Japan. At least 73 people are dead. This is ABC News. The first of 2 major storms sweeping across the country. The West Coast already getting hit. By the weekend, that storm could bring heavy snow to parts of the East Coast.
It has been nearly 2 years since we have had an inch or more of snow in New York City. Consecutive snow droughts for Philadelphia and Baltimore, also record-breaking. These lengths of times that we've gone without snow could change very quickly by the weekend. It's Saturday night through Sunday when it deteriorates from Philadelphia to New York City. It right now looks like the best chance of heavy snow is Hudson Valley to the north, the mountains of Pennsylvania, certainly Connecticut, up through Massachusetts, the Berkshires, and definitely into New England.
ABC's Ginger Z. Health officials in Suffolk County, New York, are warning cases of respiratory bacterial infection called pertussis, also known as whooping cough, have been on the rise. More than 108 cases were reported or suspected in 2023. Health officials say the recent uptick is an important reminder for health departments to ramp up on efforts. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region. And we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead.
Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front?
It's dropping south through the state today, bringing flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 30.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The state capitol in Madison was one of many across the nation targeted by a bomb threat hoax on Wednesday. A Department of Administration spokesperson said Wisconsin received a generic email related to the threats sent to at least 23 other state capitals. There were no bombs found at any of those locations. Concern over multiple overdose deaths in Kenosha County. The medical examiner's office issuing a public warning after responding to 9 cases in a recent 12-day period, including 3 deaths last Saturday. The number of homicides in the city of Milwaukee dropped substantially in 2023. Data from the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission shows the city recorded 161 homicides over the past year. Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. There are now formal charges for the Chippewa Falls woman accused of stabbing a man in the eye and beating him with a baseball bat Christmas Day. Prosecutors filed attempted homicide charges yesterday against 54-year-old Laura Fella. Police in Lake Halley said she allegedly attacked her boyfriend Christmas Eve, stabbing him 15 times, including once in the eye. A judge yesterday set her bond at $250,000. The Durand Improvement Group is holding a Fun Fest meeting tonight. The group will continue to discuss the restructuring of the event due to the construction on Main Street and other space issues. They'll also discuss other planning for the event. Durand Improvement Group is in need of volunteers to be parade coordinator and car show coordinator for Fun Fest. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:45 at Durand City Hall. The Dunn County Dairy Promotions Committee has announced this year's June Dairy Month event on the farm. This year, instead of an early morning breakfast, a dairy brunch will be held June 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That'll be at the Kay and Kevin Gilbertson Farm in Elk Mound. New drivers in Wisconsin will once again have to prove their skills on the road. The Division of Motor Vehicles yesterday said it will end the road test waiver program that began during the COVID outbreak. The state issued nearly 170,000 waivers to new drivers in the nearly 3 years that road tests were not available. The DMV says it hasn't seen any negative effects of the waiver program, but decided to end it anyway. Law enforcement in Minnesota say that 50 anglers in northern Minnesota had to be rescued again after the ice broke. The Lake of the Woods County Sheriff's Department said they were reported at around 3 p.m. of 50 people stranded when a piece of ice broke off the lake. UTVs were used to help with the rescue mission. Due to the warm weather, there have been many instances like this that have occurred across northern Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Four people were arrested in Buffalo County after a traffic stop in the town of Buffalo Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies pulled over Takara Ray for a traffic violation and found that Ray exhibited signs of impairment. An investigation and search of the vehicle found a significant amount of cocaine and marijuana in the vehicle. Also arrested were Marcus Shines, Kyron Pickett, and Crystal Shines. Marcus Shines is also charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. All four are from Winona. And Eau Claire County deputies being called a hero after he helped free a man who was trapped under a fallen tree. The sheriff's deputy is Stephen Shelwitz, and he used the man's chainsaw to cut him loose. The man was apparently doing work on the oak tree when it fell on him. The man was treated at the scene by paramedics, but was otherwise okay. The sheriff's department says Deputy Shelwick's quick action yielded a positive outcome in what could have been a life-threatening situation. The Buffalo County Fair is in search of a new board member. Fair board members help organize the fair and fair events and also help out during fair week. Interested people wanting to be part of the fair board are encouraged to send an email to Lisa Keys at yahoo.com for more information. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding anglers that the early catch and release season for inland trout starts this weekend. On designated inland waters, anglers can target any of Wisconsin's four inland trout species from January 6th through May 3rd using artificial tackle only. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need to have a 2023-2024 fishing license, an inland trout stamp as well, which can be purchased through the DNR's licensed portal Go Wild or in an authorized retailer. Any trout caught, though, will need to be released immediately. Those interested can find more information by visiting the DNR's trout fishing webpage. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says a new extreme risk protection order law that went into effect Monday will help save lives in Minnesota. Walz, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and members of law enforcement spoke about the law yesterday in St. Paul. Also known as a red flag law, the measure allows courts to issue a protective order to seize firearms from anyone found to be a danger to themselves or others. Walz says the new law does not infringe on the rights of gun owners and called it a piece of common sense legislation. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan said the law will be a success, even if only one life is saved through its use. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Minnesota is starting the new year with more protections in place for that state's turtle population. Minnesota lawmakers acted last year to stop commercial harvests of western painted turtles and snapping turtles. They also outlawed using traps to catch turtles. Scientists say the long-lived species is vulnerable to over-harvesting because of threats from predators, pollution, and the loss of natural habitat. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bell, a believer in diverse venues. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
On February 4th, the stage will be set once again because the Busch Light Clash is coming back to the Coliseum as NASCAR kicks off its season with a bang. LA's finest and NASCAR's fastest will put on a show that will finish under the lights and live for years to come. Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum, February 4th, 2024. Get your tickets now at NASCARClash.com.
Preparing for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season, Christopher Bell is pleased with the recent changes made to the event calendar. The Joe Gibbs Racing pilot sees the revisions as an opportunity for drivers and fans alike to appreciate diverse locations and build market share for all.
The schedule should be full of one event per year racetracks so that you increase the desire in the market. And it's all about getting that demand in the market. Whenever you know, from years past, we used to go to Pocono two times in a month, right? Like that oversaturates that market. And I think it showed that. So I love schedule changes. I love new venues, and I hope that we continue to diversify.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
The Bucks lead their division, but they haven't had a whole lot of luck against the Indiana Pacers so far this season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They fell to the Pacers on Monday, dropping to 1-3 in the series. Milwaukee gets another shot at it tonight on the road in Indianapolis. 21st-ranked Badgers off until Saturday when they wrap up a four-game homestand against Nebraska. Badgers averaging 74.8 points a game this season. They're on pace for their highest scoring average since the 93-94 season when they averaged 77.9 points a game. The Badgers beat Iowa last night 83-72 to win their third straight. Packers quarterback Jordan Love is the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week for the first time in his career. He passed for 256 yards and three touchdowns and ran for a fourth, good for a passer rating of 125.3. Brewers today acquiring left-handed pitcher Brian Hudson from the Dodgers in exchange for a minor league pitcher and a player to be named or cash. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
As we move into a new year, a look back at some holiday hoops action from last week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
A happy new year to everyone out there, and we're looking forward to another great year of high school sports coverage at WISSports.net. Last week, we wrapped up 2023 with some outstanding holiday hoops events around the state. At the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout in Mequon, Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More split a pair of games, falling in a spotlight Wednesday night game to Wisconsin Lutheran 83-73 after being down by 30 points at halftime. The Cavaliers rebounded with an impressive win on Friday, defeating Nicolet 86-79 in overtime as senior Amari McCautry scored a game-high 37 points. Defending D1 champ De Pere stayed unbeaten, first dispatching second-ranked Marquette 78-61 on Thursday before a 73-58 win against third-ranked Homestead a day later. Junior Wisconsin commit Zach Kinziger scored a combined 52 points in the two games. Cumberland is just 3-4 on the season, but the Beavers got quite a highlight in the Rice Lake tournament on Friday as junior Gavin Gores went for 51 points and 19 rebounds in a 71-59 victory against Regis. The 6'9 big man has offers from UW-Green Bay, South Dakota State, and Loyola. The highest scoring output of the season so far in boys' hoops came last week, when Sun Prairie West Chris Davis Jr. finished with 61 points as the Wolves held off Carmen Northwest 103-91. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I was asked recently, what is the most important piece of equipment that you can take out on the ice? I had to think about it for a long time. I'll tell you why I had to think about it and what I finally came up with. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
What is the most important piece of equipment you take out on the ice? I had that question posed to me recently, and I had to think about it, because I really have a hard time fishing without a sonar, but I could. Of course, you have to have an ice auger to get through the ice, but I've been known to go out before when my ice auger didn't start and slip into a few holes that have already been cut. Shelter is very nice, but there have been times when it's been decent enough for me to sit out on a bucket. And I started to think about it. What is absolutely one of the most important things that I take with me when I go ice fishing that I could not live without? And that was my boots. And I mean really good cold weather boots. I wouldn't even consider a pair of ice fishing boots that didn't have at least a minus 40 degree rating. Mine are minus 70 degrees. I've seen them that go to minus 90. So find that boot that gives you an extremely cold weather rating, and that's the one you want. Because when you're out on the ice, you can have all the best equipment in the world, but if you can't stay out there, it does you no good. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front? It's dropping south through the state today, bringing flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 30.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, filling in for Susan Littlefield here today. Joining us on the program is Sue Martin. She is with Ag and Investments in Clarion, Iowa. Sue, thanks for joining us on today's program. Let's just get to your thoughts on the market in general. Quickly run down the final trade numbers here. Looks like corn was up just slightly, maybe a penny or two. Soybeans, looks like 3 to 5 higher, catches most of the contracts. Wheat, though, ended in the red. Kansas City was down 4 to 7 by the looks of things here. Just your thoughts in general. What was the feeling of the market here today?
Well, I think that, the bean market is, we caught some pretty hard selling to start the month off and the new year. And, you know, the bearish sentiment by the funds, index funds, are trying to gravitate towards going short on beans, which we don't really like hearing that. But I think the problem is that, our midday forecast for the GFS model was still in that wet mode for northern Brazil. And, of course, I would say that that forecast, along with the European, continues to be pretty wet into about January 18th. So that is, expected to maybe keep some pressure on these markets. It'll affect coffee and, of course, soybeans and corn maybe. But more than anything, I looked at some maps here just a little while ago, and it was interesting in Mato Grosso and Goiás. It was interesting that there were some pretty nice rains in both states, but there was quite a few areas that just got a pittance of rain. So it's like, yes, there's rains moving through. Are they very general? I'm not sure they really are. But, with this forecast that we're staring at, that's going to keep us, I think, on the defensive overall. However, the market gapped down pretty hard yesterday, and I think this market's going to make, in the next day or so, make a concerted effort to try to push to see if it can get up in towards that 1290 area and see if it can start into that gap. But we also note that the government is offering the ability to issue 2024's TRQ import grain licenses. And, of course, those are going to be new private Chinese demand that can be found in this market. If we start to see U.S. values fall back, they'll probably be there. I thought it was interesting. On Tuesday, we also noted that China was a seller of puts in the market on beans. And yet, what are they doing? They're taking delivery of beans, and their warehouse number or number for deliveries taking location is 1705. And so they've been taking, I haven't seen today's yet, but they've been taking the delivery of beans. And I think that China, while the crushing margins have weakened because of liquidation of hogs and what have you, and maybe less soy meal being used in the rations, I think China's trying to build reserves. And it may be that we see them become even more adamant about building reserves. They're importing more oil, crude oil, and energy. So I think China's a country that this year is going to become even more, they've always been important, but this year I think they're going to be more important because, remember, they went out, came out of their three-year lockdown in early of 23. And it takes time to get people geared back, going back to work. It takes time to get the economy really rolling. And their stock market has dropped 60%. So they're starting to see some interest by foreign investments. And I think we'll see that economy as we get through the middle of this year. I think China's going to be back, coming back more aggressive. But the other thing is, it's always been my opinion that we would see countries start going back to the old days of holding reserves of food, wheat, corn, what have you. And I still believe that. And Pakistan recently has talked about how they have X amount of supply of wheat on hand. And yet flour prices, pasta prices, and wheat prices are high in Pakistan, and they're an avid importer. I think they're building reserves too.
Sue, what do you make of the crush numbers from yesterday? Soybeans and corn were down just a little bit from October for November, but still 200 million bushels for soybeans, 505 million bushels on corn. What do you make of those numbers quickly?
I think they're good. I continue to believe that we're going to see that kind of demand. I think they were very good. And, you know, I look at on the crush numbers for beans, and goodness, it just shows we continue to have a very, very good demand for our products. And I can't see that changing because we're going forward in time. What I see is, you know, these plants that are coming online, they're going to need beans to be able to crush, and they're going to need that. Brazil is going to be watched, because if they're having this problem with their beans, well, that means then some of that product, the oil content, isn't going to be as good. And in the meantime, their oil tends to be of a reddish tone anyway, which China actually doesn't really prefer. But so I think it's very important that our crush is remaining as good as it is.
Sue Martin with Ag and Investments, Clarion, Iowa. We'll come back with the second half of the program, Talk Livestock. That's coming up next here on the Rural Radio Network. It is the Channel Final Bell.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer as we continue our conversation with Sue Martin at Ag and Investments in Clarion, Iowa. Sue, we did a good job covering the grains in the last segment. Let's switch over to livestock. Just quickly, a much more mixed affair by the looks of it. Live cattle, feeder cattle, hogs, all, I would call it, narrowly mixed. Back and forth, just a little off of unchanged. Big moves yesterday. Again, not so much of a move in today's livestock markets, huh?
Well, the cattle really quieted down today, and hogs faintly lower, just didn't do much. But I do think when I look at the cattle market, I'm looking at a market that looks like it's getting itself a little overbought. But I think that when I look at feeders, this market, it could get up around 233. Even more so, I would probably be inclined to think that when I look at the cattle market, you know, the feeders, after now that we've moved past the turn of the year, you know, the moisture that we see in the Great Plains, that could be a big change for us in as far as the conditions of pastures and wheat pasture. And we won't know that until we get closer towards March. But I think if that occurs, if we catch this moisture, that's going to start to help us. And of course, then maybe give some incentive to hold back heifers for breeding purposes. But, you know, we have an inventory report coming out here at the last day of January. And I think that would have to be, I think, friendly in the way of numbers for feeders and fats, and should be a bullish number. But when I look at this market, I just have to say, we're looking at a market that is sensitive. Is it totally done here? I'm not sure that it is. I would have to say, if I look at this market, I would think that we could possibly see February cattle rally up towards 177.50 and the March feeders rally back to about 236.70. It's all how you get there. But if we were to get up into those areas, I think I'd have to recommend producers be taking some put for protection, because those price targets are going to have some issues, I think, for resistance if we get the market up there.
Yeah. You mentioned that semi-annual cattle inventory report here at the end of the month. Just kind of some thoughts on that. What should we be watching with that? And maybe bring into context the last few cattle on feed reports. If I remember correctly, placements have been just a little bit higher than anticipated. Is there something? And of course, we have one more cattle on feed report before that inventory report as well. But what are the keys for that report at the end of the month?
Well, I think first off, if we look at the cattle placements, I think one thing that's helped that has been the dryness in the pastures. And so we've had a continual shipment of lighter weight animals coming in and then sitting in the feedlots longer than they probably should be and making carcasses heavier. And I think that is what's weighed on that market and hurt us, because of the fact that the prices were so high, but you had cattle backing up in the feedlots and then putting on all that extra tonnage. So in essence, it was kind of working against us a little bit as far as when we seen the placement numbers higher than what traders were thinking. It didn't matter. We were still maybe, I think going forward, we're not going to be as heavy now from here on out. And then if we start to catch the moisture in cattle country, in a lot of these areas where you have pasture and you have wheat pasture, now you're going to start to see those green up and become nicer, and that's going to create sentiment come towards spring that maybe we hold back some heifers and breed them to be able to have a cow-calf man have animals out on the pastures again.
Yep. All right. Sue, we're halfway through the trading week already. We have two more trading days, tomorrow and Friday, of course. But I guess from your mind, what are the keys for the grain and livestock trade both for the rest of the week? What should we be watching for here?
Well, if you're looking at grain, especially on corn and soybeans, it's all about the South American weather right now and the amount of willingness by farmers to move some grain. Keep in mind, the U.S. farmer holds the largest amount of cash grain right now, especially in corn. The Brazilian farmers, same way. and you have the traitor in Chicago, well, what are they remembering? They're remembering how the U.S. crop was better than expected. In Brazil, it's the opposite. They have the high temperatures. They've had triple digits. They're even finding in the coffee trees that the cherries have aborted in some of them, or the foliage isn't as good. And it's because of those high temperatures that the trees have dealt with. Well, the soybean plants were the same way. And I think they're going to find, even in some areas where there's been some moisture, those temperatures still created an issue.
Sue Martin at Ag and Investment at Clarion, Iowa. Contact her at 515-832-6140. And of course, remember, trading of commodity futures does involve substantial risk of loss. It might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealers. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Business Summit. At the tail end of 2023, before Congress left D.C. for the Christmas break, several senators introduced a new piece of legislation that aims to bring transparency and competition to the fertilizer industry. It's expected that Congress will be talking about the Fertilizer Research Act when they get back in session. I'll have the details after this. The Farm Futures Business Summit is back, and it's next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville in Coralville, Iowa. Get details and get registered at farmfuturessummit.com. You'll want to make plans to be in Coralville, Iowa next week as the Farm Futures Business Summit returns with a fresh dynamic format to keep the focus on the strategic long-term aspects of your business. The event kicks off on Tuesday, January 9th with a motivational address from wrestling coach and Iowa legend Dan Gable, followed on Wednesday by a full day of breakout sessions on different topics like utilizing H2A labor, leading with a mission, and modernizing the farm office. On Thursday, attendees will hear about changing trends in agriculture before breaking off for discussions on farm and business transitions. Attorney Brooke Starks will close the event with a keynote on building a legacy that lasts longer than you do. We invite you all to join us next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville for the 2024 Farm Futures Business Summit. Three farm state senators have introduced the Fertilizer Research Act in the U.S. Senate. The bill would require the Secretary of Agriculture to investigate and report on various aspects of the fertilizer market within a year of the bill's passage. Senators Grassley and Ernst, Republicans from Iowa, have partnered with Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, to introduce the legislation, with the co-sponsors saying the industry has seen some substantial changes over the past few years, and that's driving concerns about market consolidation and potential antitrust issues. If passed, the Secretary of Agriculture would be required to publish a comprehensive report on the fertilizer market on the USDA's website, and the report would be expected to cover market trends over the past 25 years, details on imported fertilizer, the impacts of import tariffs and counter-dumping duties, and the scale of consolidation amongst fertilizer manufacturers. While the bill was introduced for discussion for the whole Senate, Senator Grassley said that he'd like to see the bill included in the full text of the Farm Bill, which is likely to be under discussion when Congress returns after the new year.
The proposal has received mixed reactions from the fertilizer industry, with Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer at StoneX, saying that the fertilizer market has corrected itself over the past 18 months. Global factors such as Chinese export restrictions and wild price swings in the European natural gas market have moved fertilizer pricing more than domestic factors. Over the past year, he says key fertilizers like UAN, urea, and potash have seen substantial price declines. Senator Grassley, at the bill's introduction, said, quote, "With fertilizer being one of the agriculture industry's highest input costs, it's problematic that farmers have such a limited window into market fluctuations. This bill would provide farmers with needed transparency and certainty." I'll have more on the Fertilizer Research Act when we return.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Congress is set to reconvene for the first time in 2024 next week on January 8th. There's a lot on their plate, with finalizing a federal budget likely being the first priority. It's then that farm bill negotiations could heat up again, and the Fertilizer Research Act could see discussion later on this spring. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Business Summit. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front? It's dropping south through the state today, bringing flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 28.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
One.
Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have. Sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down might lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, to me that's never sad. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. That's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought there ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed. But you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy. I'd never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
Sing along.
You know the words. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's no guarantee that we'll see tomorrow. Heaven only knows how long we have. So there's no way I'll ever for one second let you wonder just how long my love for you will last. till my last breath, till I'm called on high, till the angels come and I see the light, to the very end, till I give in to the last beat of my heart. No, I can't swear that I'll minutes. Don't wanna spend them all on the clock.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back.